2 Corinthians chapter 7. All these promises are made to us, beloved. Now, the promises just given is at the end of chapter 6, where it says that you must come out from among them and be separate, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. I will be your father, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Paul is saying that these aren't just words, ideas. This is true for us. God really is our loving Father, and we are his children. So then, let us purify ourselves from all things that could make us unclean in any way, and let us be completely dedicated by living in the fear of God. So because we have this wonderful future and this wonderful relationship with God and Jesus right now, therefore, this should affect us. We should be clean and devoted to him in our lives now. Paul says to the Corinthians, allow us into your hearts, because they'd shut their hearts against Paul. They'd had their minds twisted against him by other people. And he says, look, let us into your hearts. We have wronged nobody. We've done no harm to anyone. We've not tried to get advantage from anybody. I don't say this to condemn you, because as I said before, you are in our hearts to live and die together with us. So he says, you're in our hearts. Can we please be in your hearts? I'm confident of you. I'm very proud of you. In all our affliction, I'm full of encouragement because I'm bursting with joy. Well, he's very positive about them because they did not have any room for him in their hearts. But he says, I'm proud of you. One of the things you learn in the letters of Paul to the Corinthians is that they were pretty weak spiritually, but he's very positive about them. And that is the hopefulness that comes from love. And that is the hopefulness that God has toward us too. Even after we arrived in Macedonia, we had no rest in ourselves. We were troubled on every side. There were quarrels, there were fears within. But God, who encourages those who are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus. Not only did his coming cheer us up, but especially the report that he gave us about you encouraged us. He told us how much you wanted to see me, and how sorry you are, and how eager you are to defend me, and so I am full of joy. Even if the letter that I wrote made you sad, I'm not sorry that I wrote it. I could have been sorry when I saw that it made you sad for a while, but now I rejoice, not because you were made sad, but because your sorrow made you change your ways. That sorrow God used. So in the end, we did not do you any harm. The sadness that is used by God brings a change of heart, and that leads to salvation, and there is no change from that. But the sorrow of this world leads to death. And so you see what God did with your sorrow, how earnest it made you, how eager to prove your innocence. You had such indignation, such hot feelings, such devotion, such readiness to punish wrongdoing. You've shown yourselves to be faultless in this matter. So even though I wrote that letter, it was not because of the one who did wrong or the one who had been wronged, but I rather wrote to make it plain to you before God how deeply we are devoted to you. And so therefore, this is all why we were so encouraged. And not only were we encouraged, but Titus also was made joyful with the same joy. I boasted of you to him, and you have not disappointed me. We've always spoken the truth to you, and in the same way the boast we made to Titus about you was also true. And so his love for you grows stronger, remembering as he does your eagerness to obey his instructions and how you welcomed him with fear and trembling. How happy I am that I can trust in you completely. Well, actually, as you go on to read 2 Corinthians, it's clear, particularly by the end of the letter, that there were big problems with them and that they did not really act in the way that they should. But he was so encouraged just by the thought of at least some positive response from them. So if God was so eager, sorry, if Paul was so eager for their response and was so positive, how much more then is God eager when he sees any response from us? He really wants us to respond, and he's so happy when we make any move toward him.